Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good
morning. Let us open our Bibles and read Psalms 34. Hallelujah. Psalms 34. Praise to the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth run about them that fear him, and deliver them, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Amen. O fear the Lord, ye the saints, for there is no one to them that fear him. The young lions do lap and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and he delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, that saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Amen. Truly, O God, there is no lack of good things to those who fear you, and blessed are those who trusted in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Heavenly Father, we come to you today with thankful heart that we come today in your presence. Thank you, Lord, for all your goodness, your faithfulness, and your loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for endless love that you gave us to fear you, to trust you, to rely only on you, and to see your power in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the lives you entrusted to us to enter the narrow gate and to continue to go and walk in the narrow way that you ordained for us to walk through. Lord, we thank you for opening our eyes to see the beauty of your holiness, for the discipline, for your blood who shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the provision, for the rebuke through your word, for all answered prayers, and for every trial that we pass through. Lord, we thank you for the whole week you sustained us, for the miracles and wonders that you did, for our food, the good health, the strength, answered prayers, and for the healing. Lord, we magnify you. and we exalt you in our midst, in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, we repent and renounce our stubbornness, greediness, the love of money, the lust of the eyes, our worldliness, pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, and anger. Lord, we commit once again into your hand to please you and honor you in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Lord, we trust you and rely only on you, that as we obey you and honor you in our lives, in doing what you want us to do, then you will fulfill your promises to us and prove that your word is true, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that every family will shine so others will start to seek you and obey you by their good example and deeds. We pray to protect each family and provide their needs. We pray for every husband to give them wisdom how to execute your plan and will to their families. We pray for good health, strength, stable job and income to sustain their families. We pray for the wives to be submissive to their godly husbands and to help them in their lives and ministries. We pray for the parents to be of one mind to honor you by disciplining their children and to impart to them your word. Lord, we pray for the children to fear you and obey their godly parents and honor them so they will prosper and live a long life. For this is your command to them. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our jobs as a source of living to sustain us. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey our earthly masters to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working. Lord, give them more businesses and incomes, so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, use our jobs to train us more to be more like you in characters and for the people will see you in our lives. Lord, help us that our light shine before the people who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify you, God, our Father in heaven. We pray that through our lives we'll teach people around us to be honest, diligent, to work hard to obey, and be submissive to our earthly master. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those people around us in our working places, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers, and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray that you will help them in the trials that they are passing through in their lives. Lord, reveal to them the things that they need to do. Lord, help them to obey you, to serve you, and to do their part unto you so that you will help them by taking them out from the troubles that they are passing through. Lord, we pray to heal the sick, to give jobs to those jobless, and wisdom to those who need solutions for their problems. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, the people back home in our countries, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodation, and in our working places to be saved. Lord, we ask you to be with us in every preaching of your word to them. Lord, put in our mouth the tactful way from your word to evangelize, to teach, and to admonish them. Lord, open their hearts and minds to believe in you and to obey your word that we are giving to them in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries. We pray to bless those countries so we also will be blessed. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations. Lord, protect all the church congregations and workers, and empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people, to preach the gospel to them. Lord, bring them at your feet and teach them to live according to your laws and precepts. Lord, put always in their heart to fear you and to rely only on you in every circumstance, knowing you will hear them once they seek you. Lord, reveal yourself to them and speak to them in vision and dreams. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations in other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchmen ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for humility in leading the ministry you've called your church to do and to serve others. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, empower your church to be the light, to teach the way of yours to the lost souls. Lord, we pray that your church will be a noble vessel to bring the salvation of Jesus to the world. Lord, we commit ourselves to go and evangelize to the new places that you are leading us to go. We pray for more souls to be saved in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our service today. Lord, anoint us and refill us once again with the Holy Spirit. Lord, give us humble heart to obey you and follow you more and to do always your very will in our lives. Lord, bless our prayers, our songs that we will sing. Bless our giving and bless your message today to us to apply in our lives. Lord, speak to us through your word that we may apply in our hearts that our lives will be living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto your throne. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises to him.
Thank you. We come into your presence, O Lord God, in one accord, worshiping and praising your holy name. Yes, truly, Lord, this is the time that we have allocated in culmination of what you have done to us the whole week again. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, O God, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, that you continue to work wonders and miracles in our lives. Thank you, Father. Yes, O Lord, we truly love to be always in your presence. Hallelujah. Jesus, as you sat down on the right hand of the Father, you continue to intercede for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You deserve the praises. You deserve the glory. You deserve all the honor. Thank you, Lord.
Sat down
at the right hand
deserve you. You who is holy, you who is just, you who is righteous. Holy you are. Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Said, O Lord God, every good and perfect gift comes from you. Thank you. We honor you and adore you, O Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offering and first fruit to God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, honor the Lord with thy substance, with the first fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Yes, O God, Father God, we praise you and thank you for all the blessing and provision you've given to us. And as we honor your given, and as we honor you, Lord, with all our substance filled with plenty our barns, so we will always give what is due for you and bless us. Bless this money, Lord, to further extension of your kingdom and help the poor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramesh entitled God's Calling Requirements, Part 43, Living Word for God's Church. God's Calling Requirements, Part 43, Living Word for God's Church. Open your Bible and read Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 to 10. Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 to 10, and I'm reading in King James Version. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, you are a loving and merciful God. We thank you and we praise you. Lord, may we not become weary in doing good, but rather we work diligently and energetically, keeping in mind the rich harvest you will send at the proper time to have everlasting life.
Yes.
Lord, anoint my lips as I read your message to us today. Your name be lifted up and adored. In Jesus' name, amen. In this chosen part of Paul's letter to the Galatian church, he outlined to us the dangers and pitfalls that may cause us to fall in troubles. He spoke about sins that cause us troubles. He spoke of how to be helped by the body of Christ and to be restored. Paul also spoke in this passage about the way we can be blessed and the way we can be a blessing to others inside the church and ultimately to those outside the church. Verse 1, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Faults are mistakes that done without awareness. If a man be overtaken in a fault, and he is not aware of what he did, then being part of the body of Christ, he should be surrounded those who are spiritual and who are more experienced in life and with the Lord and his word. Faults, if not corrected and rectified, will be turned into sins and with bad effects. The church, once come to know about such things, need to move to rectify things. The spiritual members of the body of Christ should take their part. That is why the importance of reporting such things to the leadership of the church so they will take their part in the process of correction. The spiritual members of the body of Christ should take their part to gently explain to the person who sin or did mistake the bad effects of such faults and sins in order for them to repent and ultimately to be restored. The church, including the leaders, the workers, and the members, should work together. And everyone has a responsibility to help those who fall in sin and to do the needful with them. Gentleness and meekness should be exercised by all in dealing with faults and sins. Patience and perseverance needed for the church to continue to explain and expound the bad effects of sins and the way to repent and to come out from them. Those who fall into faults or sins, they need to show meekness and allow the church to guide them till they are free from such sins and faults with their bad effects. They need to submit to the word of God that the church is teaching from God's word in the Bible, so that the repentance will be through and their lives will be transformed. Pride, arrogance, and resistance to correction will not help those who sinned or committed. If they will not do that, they will neither be blessed nor possible for them to be restored. I repeat, pride, arrogance, and resistance to correction will not help those who sinned or committed faults. If they will do that, they will neither be blessed nor possible for them to be restored. Considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Watchfulness is needed from each and every one of us so that we will not be tempted. Everyone of the church needs to watch himself first. Then he needs to watch others. The true love of God is to love others and help them to be restored from their troubles, and to love ourselves, being watchful to avoid falling in the trap of the evil one. Verse 2. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Verse 5. For every man shall bear his own burden. Every member of the body of Christ had his own load or burden in regard to his responsibilities toward his work, toward his family, and toward his ministry, and he needs to do them well. The person might be able to fulfill his own load or burden and up to 100% of his capacity, but there is a time that this person is needed to be helped and supported. When he is overloaded and troubled with a big burden that is beyond his capacity. And here comes the responsibility of the body of Christ toward one another. Here comes the sense of being responsible toward others around you inside the church, and to be ready to help them in times of their needs. How through the church we can help one another and carry each other's burdens? Number one, praying for those who have load in their lives. That is now how important to be transparent and tell to the church leadership what is passing in your life, so we can pray for all these concerns and burdens. Number two, giving the needed word of God for counseling and giving advices to solve their problems and lessen their loads. They might be having wrong thoughts and wrong plans. That is why they are having loads and troubles in their lives. Number three, rebuking them and correcting them with God's word to escape from sins and come to repentance, in order for them to receive salvation and to be restored back to the blessings of God. Number four, After the church will be aware of the whole situation, we may need to help them in a physical way, giving them our time and our physical efforts to carry the load and whatever helps needed to speed the process of recovery and restoration. Number five, continue to follow them up closely till they fully recover and are able to carry on their lives in a normal way. And number six, build them up to be a blessing to others and workers to serve God with us and do His will. Amen. Verse 3, for if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Here is a warning against pride and against self-righteousness. These are not faults, but sins. And the believer should repent of these sins. But sins will hinder us from serving and will hinder us from having opportunities to serve. We should not think that we are better than others. The right thought is that we need to do our part well in doing our responsibilities and to help others as much as we are assigned and have the opportunity to do that. Verse 4. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Check again yourself and see if you are doing well and doing your responsibilities and assignments in a proper way. Mind your own business and don't compare yourself with others. With such measures, it is clear that the person should look first to himself, finding out his faults and sins, correcting himself and receiving correction or admonishment from the spiritual members and the leadership of the church to be restored back again to his own spiritual fruitful status. The more we are humble, then the more we are able to see our own faults and mistakes, and the more we are open for corrections that will make us receive God's blessings. Verse 6. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. As you receive teaching that brought blessing into your life, then in the same way, you need to share the blessings that you have with those who taught you. To communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things is to make it clear to everyone that the person who taught you, his labor will not be in vain. Your good testimony being changed and transformed is the way for you to reward the person who helped you to walk in the ways of God. Mm-hmm. When you are committing your life to God, to His church, and to the teaching of the Word of God that your teachers give you, then you are rewarding the person who had taught you and trained you. When you are a responsible person doing your assignments and what you had been asked well, then you will be and you are a fruitful person, being blessed yourself, and you are a blessing to others. All that will communicate great reward to those who labored in serving you and build you up in Christ. Let us therefore do our responsibilities to please God and to communicate and share good things with those who taught us. Verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Here is now the way to be blessed. You need to continue to sow the seed and to be a blessing to others. The more you are sowing and being a blessing to others, then the more you are receiving and enjoying the blessings of God and reaping eternal life. Mm-hmm. But if you live in sin, being lazy and living for your selfish ambition and desires, then the more you are creating troubles to yourself and reaping corruption and destruction. Verse 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We should not be tired. We should not be lazy. We should not be selfish or having lack of commitment in other factors that will prohibit us from doing the good things that God had prepared for us to do. Because we know and understand from the scripture that one day we will reap harvest. Therefore, we should not give up. We should not be discouraged from the trials of life to continue to do good. We should not be discouraged when others do us harm, especially those whom we serve. Let us always remember that whatever we do, we are doing it for the Lord. And the Lord sure will reward us for all the good things that we had done to Him and to His people. Mm-hmm. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 10 to 12. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 10 to 12. For God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him as you have helped His people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show the same diligence to the very end, so that what you hope for be fully realized. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Now it is obvious that we need to continue to do good to everyone. And that is why we are evangelizing to bring the good news of Jesus and the promise of God to all the people and the nations around us. They are lost without God. Therefore, we need to help them, guide them, assist them, and lead them in the right way of life, then to disciple them and teach them God's ways, especially unto them who are of the household of faith, which means that we need to continue to take our full active part in the body of Christ, His church, doing our responsibilities and assignments well. In such a way, we become a blessing to the church, and that will help the church to grow and to reach others, and we will be reaping further blessings. My dear and beloved, the more you are giving and contributing, helping and supporting, then the more you are receiving and being blessed. Commit yourself to God and to the word of God that you heard from the message. Remember the followings. Number one, God had placed a calling in your life. Amen. Number two, commit your life and your ways to God and start to serve Him. Number three, you will be blessed as you agree to be a blessing to others. Shall we all stand and let us pray? Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, I thank you for your word that made your calling clear to me, and that had outlined my responsibilities towards you, towards your church, and towards the lost souls in a clear way. Lord, thank you for all the corrections and the admonitions that I receive in this message from you. Confess and renounce your sins and mistake to God. Confess and renounce your pride, anger, self-righteousness, arrogance, and resistance to correction. Confess and renounce your rudeness and your non-gentle approach to correct others. Confess and renounce your lies, your lust, and immoralities. Confess and renounce your worldliness, your greed, and love for money. Renounce your unfaithfulness and your non-willingness to communicate well with those who taught you and guide you in God's word and build you in Christ. Renounce your non-willingness to carry your load and suffer for Christ. Renounce your non-willingness to share and help others who are in troubles. Renounce your laziness and being bad example to others. Renounce your lack of reading of God's word and lack of prayers. Lord, I repent. Forgive me the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to the work and the ministry in the church that you had placed me in. Lord, here am I, willing to give and to support with all what you give me from resources in order to be a blessing to others. Lord, strengthen me and give me good help and provide for me to do that. Lord, I thank you and praise you. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented and come back to you and are willing to go along your word and do your will. Lord, restore them fully to you and help them to reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, meekness, faith, patience, self-control, and long-suffering so others may see Jesus in their life. Lord, bless us as your church. Lord, lead us to help and correct in a gentle way those who did mistakes and feel in sin that they will be finally restored to you and to your service. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gift that we need in our lives to go on and serve you, reaching the lost, evangelizing, making new disciples, training workers, and planting new Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, bless the vision of the church multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Christ's name, Amen.
Good morning.